From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Jamie Dimon is still the head of the country's biggest bank, just days after he revealed J.P. Morgan Chase lost nearly $2.5 billion because of bad trades. Shareholders today decided not to remove him as chairman of the board. Member station WUSF, Steve Newborn has more.
A handful of protesters greeted more than 300 shareholders outside J.P. Morgan Chase's regional office in Tampa. Shareholder Lisa Lindsley of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees filed in another motion to appoint an independent accounting firm to look at the company's finances.
Wall Street's already driven our economy into a ditch once. These derivatives bets are just the same kind of thing that AIG did, and they're still allowed to go on. And I don't think that the financial sector has learned anything from the crisis.
Most of the ballots were cast by shareholders before Dimon revealed the trading loss. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Mexican author Carlos Fuentes, whose novel sought to illustrate the failed ideals of the Mexican Revolution, has died. Mexico's Natural Culture of the Arts confirming his death today to Mexico City Hospital. One of the country's most celebrated writers, Fuentes was reportedly being treated for heart problems. In a 2002 interview on NPR's Morning Edition, he said he knew he wanted to write, though his father, a career diplomat, had advised him to have other skills to fall back on.
I have a law degree and I'm interested in many things, but I wanted to be a writer since I was a child. I started writing my first stories when I was 7 years old.
Mexican President Felipe Calderón, in a message on his Twitter account, said, "I deeply lament the death of Fuentes." Fuentes served as ambassador to England. He also taught at Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, and Brown. Carlos Fuentes was 83 years old. Consumer prices were flat last month as cheaper gas offset small rises in the cost of food, clothing, and housing. NPR's John Itzty reports consumers barely increased their spending on retail goods.
Retail sales grew just 0.1% in April after growing 0.7% in March when unseasonably warm weather got Americans out of the house and into stores. That suggests the balmy March might have stolen some sales from April. Another reason for the sluggish sales growth in April was a dip in gasoline prices, which hurt sales at filling stations. When gasoline purchases are set aside, retail sales in April grew 0.2%. Sales of building materials and clothing also declined in April after posting big gains in March. John Idsti, NPR News, Washington.
Nation's home builders were a bit more confident heading into the crucial spring and summer season. Builder confidence in May rose to a 5-year high. National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index was at 29 this month. Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 63 points. The Nasdaq lost 8 points today. You're listening to NPR. Newly elected French President François Hollande is in Berlin meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Hollande, whose arrival was delayed slightly when his plane suffered a lightning strike, was received by Merkel with an honor guard. Emerging from his first session with the German leader, Hollande said Europe should consider all possible measures it can to spur economic growth and activity. Hollande also said both leaders want Greece to stay in the euro currency zone. It's the French president's first foreign trip since taking office. An Occupy protest staged by Russian opposition supporters has been ruled illegal by a Moscow court. Peter Van Dyke reports from the Russian capital. The ruling clears the way for police to move the protesters from the park starting tomorrow at noon.
Opposition activists started the sit-in last week after spending a couple of days moving from park to park each time police broke up a gathering. The Occupy Abai protest, named for the Kazakh poet Abai Kunanbaoli, whose statue sits among the trees, was not expected to last either. The Moscow court upheld a complaint by residents that the protesters were disrupting public order. The opposition has been careful to keep the square clean, but the city estimates damage to grass and shrubs at hundreds of thousands of dollars. The activists will likely move on and try to find a new venue for their protest. The city says no more camps will be allowed, setting the stage for a return to confrontations with police. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Despite some recent easing of gas prices, most economists and tourism experts don't expect a huge bump up in travel. One reason, according to travel watchers, is many people are worried about their jobs and the state of the economy. AAA forecast travel for the Memorial Day holiday to be up 1.2%. from last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.